Have a good day, all.
Thanks, sir.
It's just me, right? Yep.
Case number 10-23-260.
As he sits around myself.
Okay, for the record, one more time, Sergeant.
Good afternoon, Sergeant John Iamazzo, IOMMAZZO, issuing authority, Waterbury Police.
Thank you, Sergeant. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes. The issuing authority denied for suitability due to circumstances of his prior permit revocation related to a domestic violence incident. And that was in 2021 into 2022.
All right, sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yeah, it was a breach of peace. I broke windows. I didn't touch anybody. I broke windows on a car, which I paid for through the insurance company. I paid the insurance company off. I'm still friends with the girl. We still talk. I go to Florida, visit her, everything. Fine. It was a breach of peace. I went to classes, finished my classes. Everything was fine. I went to renew. Figured everything was thrown out. Renew my license. And not. That's where I'm at. I had a gun permit since I was 23 or 26, if you look on there, with no problems. Other than.
Okay. Sergeant, you may proceed with your case.
Yeah, so the incident in question was, as the appellant stated, it was a dispute between himself and a female.
She wasn't there.
Sure, sir. It's his case. You will have your chance to speak.
And as the appellant stated, he did, he shattered all the windows in her vehicle with a hammer, I believe. And he is reported to have been intoxicated at the time as well. The intoxication and some injuries sustained during the breaking of the windows sent him to the hospital, at which point a risk protective order was granted by a judge and his guns were seized as part of that search and seizure warrant. They were held by the Waterbury Police Department up until September 2022. So just to put a timeline on this, the incident occurred on May of 2021. That evening, the risk protective order was signed by a judge. The guns were seized. I also want to note that he had several guns registered to him under that permit. And during that search and seizure for the firearms, one gun was unaccounted for. And to the best of my knowledge, as I can find in all the records, that one gun is still unaccounted for. The case continued all the way until 2022. The protective order was in place until July of 2022. July 6th of 2022 is when the order was expired. He applied on August 2nd of 2022. But those guns that were seized under the risk protective order were not returned to him until September of 2022. So the case did not just quietly go away. It continued for a long period of time, and there were some serious implications in terms of that that case itself, in terms of the permit and firearms and the revocation.
Okay. Sir, do you have any questions for the sergeant?
Yeah. I never went to the hospital.
Do you have any questions?
I don't know where you come up
sir,
with that.
Do you have questions? You'll have your turn to talk. Do you have questions for him?
Yeah, when did I go to the hospital?
As far as I could tell from the, it was that evening. So it was May 30th, May 31st. I'm not exactly sure what time it was at the time that you went to the hospital, but May 30th, May 29th, May 30th.
You said the night of?
Yes,
the night. If I was there the 21st that it happened, so how on the 31st was I in the hospital?
occurred on the 30th. And it was around midnight, so.
But I didn't go to the hospital, so I don't know where that's from. There was no injuries to me whatsoever. They took me in a paddy wagon, took me there.
Do you have any other questions for the sergeant? No? Does the board have any questions for the sergeant?
How much damage was done to the car?
Was determined that he smashed out every window in the victim's vehicle with a hammer.
And where was the vehicle when this was done?
Outside of his residence.
Where was the victim?
What's that?
Where was the victim?
To the best of my knowledge, she was there. She may have left the scene when the appellant began to smash windows, but to the best of my knowledge, it was.
Is there an indication of an argument or something
precipitating
that?
Yes, it was an alcohol-fueled argument. They were out that evening. Where it exactly started is, whether it started at the place where they were drinking or whether it started on the way home, but it ended at the appellant's home, which point he took the hammer and smashed every single window on the vehicle.
And was the woman involved arrested?
She was not.
Just the appellant?
Just the appellant. He sustained lacerations to his hands, was bleeding from his hands, and he was the ambulance was on scene.
Do you know who called the police?
She did.
I believe it was her.
Sir, there's a certain order we're going in. We're asking him questions, then you go. It's not looking good to you when we're talking to one person and you keep interrupting. Thank you.
So she called, but she wasn't on the scene when the officers arrived? It
appears that she was.
She was on the scene. Okay.
That's what it appears. They took statements from her.
Oh, okay.
Spoke to her.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Other questions by the board? Sergeant, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay, sir, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
She came after the windows were broken, knocked on the door. Came outside, that's when she called the police. And that was, at that point, we argued, she owed me money. I owned a car. I paid for the car, she registered it, she owed me the money. So that's what we were arguing about. But I still ended up paying for the damages through the insurance company because they contacted me, so I did it to make it look better. The court paid for every damages I did. And then from there, that was it. We're still in contact, we're still friends. Never got in trouble before that. I got in one incident. The drinking was due to my boss passed away that night, and we went out. We were drinking. And that's all. That's.
Do you have questions for the appellant? Does the board have questions for the appellant?
So I believe you said that you took anger management classes.
Yes.
After this. Can you tell us more about that?
They had me do 10 classes up in Tampa. I had to go every morning on Saturday at 9 a.m. for an hour. So long, man.
Did you learn anything from the anger management class?
Yeah, how to control stuff and think about stuff better before. But due to alcohol was what caused the incident.
Okay.
I'm usually a calm, happy person. Mm-hmm.
So you still drink?
On the weekend, occasionally, yes.
Okay, because as part of the anger management classes, if they said, for whatever sets you off, and the alcohol makes it worse.
Yeah, but I'm not an angry drunk, so it wasn't it was just something that happened that night due to my boss passing away. That I worked at the same job for 29 years, I'm still there.
Was the anger management classes, was that mandated? Did they tell you had to go?
Yes, it was mandated, yes.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions by the board? Colonel?
So, why did you smash all the windows of the vehicle?
Because we argued about the money getting paid. She didn't pay me the money. So it's just a miscommunication. And then I just said, it's mine. I'll just break the windows. And that's when she came over, they were already broken. So, I had paid for the car. I bought the car.
Yep. So did you, where did the hammer come from that you used?
My house.
So you went inside the house, retrieved a hammer?
I was home first and then I came home from the bar.
Yep.
And then decided to go outside.
And was she outside at the time? Or was she in the house?
There.
Oh, she wasn't there.
She wasn't there, no. So she came after I broke the windows. That's what made her call the police. Yep. So I was inside at that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, so you're inside, the car's just sitting, just sitting in the parking lot. And so she wasn't there.
No.
And you, at that point, decided to grab a hammer, go out and smash all the windows?
Yes.
And at some point, when did she arrive back?
Probably 20 minutes after that, maybe.
In the report, it said that you owned, when you were initially placed under arrest or talking with the police, you initially said you had two firearms with you, right, in your residence?
Yes.
And was that an accurate statement?
Yes, I had one out on a, I leave one in my living room and I leave one upstairs in my bedroom.
Weren't there, in fact, a few other handguns?
Two other guns had to get brought to the place that I had them at my buddy's house, in his safe.
They were at your friend's house,
yes,
or at your
his
house?
Safe. My friend's safe at his house, he rang them. They opened a safe at my house and there was actually one left in there. And the gun that they couldn't find was due to something that happened a long time ago that the police took it and they diminished it. And
okay, so go back. So you had two other firearms registered to you that weren't at your residence, correct?
Yes.
Where were those?
At my buddy's house, because we went shooting the weekend before and I left them there at his house.
That's all I have.
Other questions?
Yeah. How long did it take you to knock out all the windows in the car?
Not long.
Including the windshield?
Yes.
Wow, that's kind of tough, isn't it? It's got all that shatterproof stuff in there, so.
It broke, that's all, just spider craft, that's all they do.
So you, windshield and the windows, yeah. The back window all around. Okay, thanks.
I think it says there's dents on the vehicle too. Other questions by the board?
So were you and the female dating?
Yes.
Okay. Can you provide a rundown of that night? I think there's some confusion about what's in the report versus what we're hearing. So what happened that night?
We went out drinking. It was me, her, and a couple other people all in the same vehicle. We were going from a bar to another bar. We ended up getting a dispute. So I left them off at the bar. And I left and went home. And then that's when I broke the windows, and then she ended up coming back and I called the police.
So what prompted the breaking of the windows?
The argument about the money that she owed me for the car that I had purchased.
Okay.
She paid me for the car afterwards, like, sent the money to me. That was paid for, and I paid the insurance company. And as I said, we still speak as of today.
Okay. Any other run-ins with the police?
And motor vehicle stuff from before and stuff like that, like speeding and stuff, nothing, no other crimes or anything.
Okay. You see the same thing? Thank you.
Were you driving that night?
Yes, I drove back from the bar.
And you were hammered?
No, I ended up drinking when I got home also.
But you had been
they
drinking.
Didn't do a breathalyzer, so I wasn't hammered.
Well, no, they didn't do a breathalyzer, but you weren't driving been. When they approached you. Were you drunk when you drove from the bar or bar to bar, I think you said, and then you drove home, and then this incident happened?
Yeah, I was feeling pretty good, yeah.
All right, thanks.
Other questions? Seeing none, sir, do you have any other witnesses?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to make a brief closing statement? Sergeant, would you like to make a brief closing statement?
Yes. I know we discussed this incident and the particulars of it. I don't know if I adequately communicated this. This was not a calm and cooperative appellant. This was an entire process where the officers had to make multiple trips, get safes and items and guns from different locations in the house, not properly stored, although he was not charged. The safe had to be actually broken open by the fire department because the appellant was not cooperative with the officers at that time gaining access to the firearms in the safe. So as much as, you know, he diminishes the entire incident saying it was just some broken windows or some spider webs, I think you all know, I mean, all the windows were shattered, there were dents to the car, didn't cooperate with providing the firearms, was not cooperative with any of the officers on scene. It was a lengthy process on top of having to seek the risk protective order, have a judge sign this at 2 o'clock in the morning just to be able to get access to these firearms. So I don't want it to seem that this was as calm and quiet and cooperative as he makes it seem. This was a lengthy process. And we maintained those firearms for well over 400 and something days. So even the courts did not feel it necessary to return those firearms as quickly, as minimally as the appellant wishes to make it seem. So I think add the alcohol to that, a hammer, and we're not talking about hitting it with your fist. I mean, to take a hammer and intentionally go out and smash windows. As Attorney Sinetti said, I think it takes a lot more time than he makes it seem. So I really want the board to take that into consideration. There was a lot put into this situation.
Okay, Sergeant, being that you just added on, did you want to respond to what he just said, sir?
I didn't give the cops any problems when they went to my house. I told them where the guns were. The gun that was in the safe, been in the safe, or it was in the safe because I forgot the code to the safe, which I explained to the officers. I said, you're more than welcome to go get the safe. You don't need a whatchamacallit to go get it. You can go get the safe. It's there. And they were like, oh, there's probably drugs in this safe, so he don't want it open. So they're open and it's there.
Did anybody have follow-up questions based on the new piece of information? No? All right. Brief factual.
This is a denial by the Waterbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is an incident that occurred in May of 2021 in which the appellant, after having an argument with his girlfriend at the time, returned to his residence, then went out into a common parking lot and took a hammer to the appellant's girlfriend's car. The appellant did testify that he paid for the vehicle, things like that, but I believe it was registered in the girlfriend's name. The appellant took a hammer to the vehicle, broke all the windows in the vehicle, and caused damage to the body also. The appellant was arrested for that case. A protective order was put in place. The protective order was in place until 2022, and it was only 1 month after the protective order expired the appellant applied for a new pistol permit with the Waterbury Police Department. The appellant did testify that he had been a long-time permit holder.
Comments by the board?
I know I didn't ask earlier, but do you still live in Waterbury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Other comments? Seeing none. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue of authority.
Colonel Overture.
Issue of authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority at this time.
Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority at this time.
And Chair votes issuing authority. 5-0 in favor of issuing authority. Thank you both.
Thank you.